sort of proud of everything. I think I'm proud of the fact that I had the opportunity and made some considerable, what I thought, contributions to the science. That was my dream of discovering what are the basic elements of nature and what are the forces that hold them together. I'm pleased that something I didn't anticipate at first developed into a major part of my career, namely contributing to the national security, and I hope peace in the world once I became involved in national security technical problems, both for the weapons community and the intelligence community. The world survived 67 years after Hiroshima and Nagasaki without using a nuclear weapon. Many, many people through the political realm and through the technical realm made that possible. It was not likely. I would have bet against it. I don't know any time in history that we've come so far for so long with terrible weapons and not used them. Whether it's safer or not, I think the idea of a Holocaust with an ideological enemy and many tens of thousands of weapons is behind us. But we have other dangers in the military area. It's the danger of nuclear proliferation and nuclear terrorism. That's the top concern in the nuclear posture review stated by President Obama, and I agree with that. And so the challenges are different, and we have to adapt, because the mutual assured destruction or nuclear deterrence doesn't seem to me an effective policy against suicidal terrorists or non-institutions that don't mind doing irrational things and being destroyed. Let me say, generally, I consider the policymakers have a harder job. Einstein once said politics is much harder than physics. But it's very important for the policymakers to have a clear understanding of what science can do and what you can't expect it to do because you can't change the laws of nature. And so having a rational policy must depend upon correct facts about what is technical reality. I feel that both in the military area, in the environmental area, the resources area, the problems in biological warfare with new viruses and germs coming along, the survival of a species depends upon its ability not to kill itself off by its excess fighting, and having the ability, the knowledge, the commitment to meet the challenges that are facing us on this limited planet, our spaceship with a limited atmosphere, and do what we have to do to maintain the conditions of life. So the challenges are continuing to be at the very highest order.